What a weekend of performances for Australia in the United States on the snow. Already the Moguls team picking up double gold, followed up by Danielle Scott with a terrific performance for Australia, landing tricks that are just blowing the world away and her competition. Danielle, thanks so much for joining us. Another Aussie dominating the snow in Deer Valley. What a weekend it's been there.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. It's just unbelievable. I mean, to watch Matt and Jack get gold the night before was so inspiring, and I really set myself out on a mission to get triples going, and I ended up doing one of the biggest jumps I've ever done. So yeah, I'm pretty happy.
Landing a triple twisting somersault in a World Cup. You've done it. You've got the gold medal to prove that. Everyone was pretty impressed. Now that you can reflect on it, I can hear the joy in your voice, Danielle.
Yeah, it's been exciting. I mean, I had a bit of a slow start to the season with my ski bag being lost. So I've had different skis every week, and, you know, we were hoping to do triples a bit sooner. And it was just a bit of a shamble. And anyway, to finally get up there and compete them last night and for everything to go to plan, you know, our sport has a lot of variables like wind and conditions and things like that. Everything went to plan, and it was still tricky out there, but no, it's just, you know, as a team, we all worked well.
So, take us through the competition. What went so right for you?
It was actually really warm for qualifications in the day. It was more like Australian skiing. It was about 3 degrees and the jumps were a bit soft and, you know, nothing that we're not used to. So that was interesting, but made it through that round. And that's just, you know, getting the job done. You kind of only did doubles then. You just need to get through that round. And then came back out at night under the lights and only had 2 training jumps, and then you start going through those rounds again. So, yeah, made it through to the top 6 and then finally put down my biggest jump at the moment to take home the win.
Yeah, it's exceptional. Your second World Cup win of the season, and you're in front with a couple of rounds to go. How would you describe the state of the World Cup at the moment and the way that you're placed? Obviously well placed, but still a couple of rounds before you can taste that overall success.
Yeah, exactly. No, the job's not done yet. We have World Championships coming up in Georgia, and then we have 2 World Cups left of the tour. So World Champs is the next biggest thing to the Olympics for us. So my eyes are, you know, set out on that one, and hopefully I can keep that yellow bib right to the end.
Yeah. When it comes to an event like the World Champs compared to World Cup, I asked this of Jakara Anthony yesterday, that the fine line of your sport, we see it so often that there's the execution element, the injury element, the consistency of a World Cup, I think perhaps like most sports, shows that you're in unbelievable form and the best performer of the moment. But really, the sporting world still works on those big events, doesn't it? It must be hell as an athlete to realise that, you know, you're going so well, but really it's about one weekend.
Exactly. Yeah, it's nail-biting. I mean, it's honestly that performance on demand which makes sports so incredibly great and also so incredibly crushing at the same time when it doesn't work out for you. And in sports where there are a lot of variables, sometimes it's just out of your control. So the fact that we've got a really good team behind us now and they're watching the speeds and the conditions and we're working hard in the gym and we're doing absolutely everything we can. We're on a good, steady uphill to, you know, keep progressing and building to those big events. So I'm pretty excited.
Well, it's only a couple of weeks away in Georgia. And there's just one colour missing from that World Championship set of medals for you, Danielle. What was it? Bronze in 2013, silver in 2017. There's a little golden hole there in the trophy cabinet.
I've got a second, a third, a fourth, and a fifth. So, you know, it'd be pretty nice.
You can laugh about it now, but how do you approach it? How do you approach trying to continue this run of form into the World Champs in a couple of weeks?
Yeah, it's incredible, the field and the degree of difficulty out there right now, because normally these things are in quad cycles leading up to the Olympics, and not many girls have their biggest tricks at the moment. So it being the year after the Olympics, it's actually really impressive to see the degree of difficulty out there. So for me, it's more the personal goal of really just achieving my hardest jumps. And obviously with the hardest jumps, you take home the win. And I really put everything on the line last night. So that's kind of my plan moving forward is, yeah, just to put everything on the line. It's high risk, high reward.
Okay. So obviously your tricks would be pretty much nailed down by now, but that confidence of nailing, what was it, I'm still learning the terminology of your sport with a lot of winter sport. Was it the lay full double twisting triple back? Like,
yes.
Did I get that right?
Yes, that's it.
Okay. What does that mean in layman's speak? It sounds pretty gnarly.
Yeah, so most girls usually compete triple twisting doubles, and there hasn't really been a push for girls to do triples. We've kind of got away with just doing triple twisting doubles. So now we're pushing that game, and there's a few of us doing triples out there. So this is a double twisting triple. I've still got a triple twisting triple in the bag. I've done a quadruple twisting triple into the pool up in Brisbane. But no, it's all just how many twists can you do and how many flips.
I'm exhausted just listening to Danielle. This amazing run that the Aussies are putting on, we shouldn't be surprised now, because no longer can you ask the question of, oh, well, what does the world think of, you know, the sunburnt country, the Aussies doing well in winter sports? So what I will ask you is that you talk about the establishment of the new facility in Brisbane, where you have somewhere to train all year round. Is it as simple as that you don't have to find snow now to get ready to do your stuff on the world stage?
Yeah, exactly. We're so incredibly lucky to finally have that. You know, it's been a long time coming, and we've been at the mercy of other countries training overseas and spending 8 to 10 months of the year on the road. So to be able to train on home soil is just incredible. And to see the future of the sport up and coming, it's exciting. Like, you know, kids can come and watch and they can see it and learn about winter sports, even though there's no snow. And eventually there will be a summer World Cup tour. So we'll go around all the water ramps in the world, and maybe it'll be another sort of overall World Cup that we can win.
So how do you celebrate, recuperate and prepare? A couple of weeks away, what, 21st of Feb for World Champs it starts?
Yes, that's it. So not much sleep last night. There was too much excitement, but I've just been to the gym, so straight back to work, and then we'll keep training here in Park City and then head over to Georgia.
Well, it's been an amazing weekend at Deer Valley for the Aussies. Daniel, thanks for sharing your time to just, again, revel in the success that you've had. Look, the entire country is behind you. What was it? Fifth, fourth, third, second? Like, seriously. We don't want to tempt fate, but all the best. You're in such good form. Let's hope that you can finally get that World Championship gold medal in a couple of weeks' time.
Yeah, thank you. And thanks everyone for the support at home. We can feel the love over here. It really means a lot.